The Survivor Specialists are back, and once again, we are joined by Russell Muscle TV as we wrap up, essentially, the casting portion of this. Next week is going to be the Brant Steel, so we're going to be talking all about that. So not even essentially, we really are wrapping it up. We have the pre-40 tribe. All 10 people have been picked, and we're going to break it all down here. The five men and the five women from the first 40 seasons. Kellen did not make it. I know that's going to be a shock to a lot. Will really fought to have Kellen on the season. She did not make it.
So close. She was so close. I'm actually watching Russell's video right now. If you haven't watched that, please do. It came out just an hour ago. This is hot off the press. So I am actually watching for my first time instead of listening to your boring intro, Bill.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate that. And I am wearing a Kansas City shirt for anybody who's wondering, because yesterday Will's team choked like they always do and blew it in the Super Bowl, blew a 10-point lead for the second time in 4 years against the Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So my intro might have been boring, but at least I didn't waste my whole Sunday having false hope. So here we are. And you don't have Kellen. Wow. Oh, my gosh. Bringing it back to Survivor. It's a rough day for
back-to-back days of just absolute devastation. I don't know which one's worse, Niners losing the Super Bowl or Kellen not making our imaginary second chance to cast. It really is a toss-up. I don't know. Both are absolutely devastating.
You know what? I feel bad for the players
by the second.
Yeah. Because I've been posting the video directly to Twitter. Shout out to Elon. Whatever Twitter Blue is, whatever they call it. I got it for a month to try it out. I've been posting my full videos also to Twitter to see how that goes. And I've been tagging all the players that were on the ballot. So I tag Kellen. She sees that you defended her and that unfortunately she did not get on. So we'll see if any of the Survivor players have any input on what happened here.
I know we're going to talk about the cast, but how was that going for you? Are all the players huge fans of Russell Muscle TV now? Or have you ended up on a list where it's like, never interact with this person who keeps tagging us? How's that going?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of blacklisting, a lot of unfollow and muting. But I think it got about 4,000 views on YouTube, about 4,000 views on Twitter. So you know what? I'm going to keep doing it. I'm sorry, Survivor players.
Hey, that's legit.
And it's an honor to have made the ballot and to make the cast. So I mean, what, you're tagging 10 people that they've been voted in by fans? I mean, that's a
people
pretty good,
like them.
Yeah, it's not like you're spamming them with negative information or, you know, unwanted like pestering. This is like an
honor. Well, I also tagged the people
winning an award.
Didn't get on.
Yeah, but they made the ballot. They made the ballot.
True.
Huge. They made the ballot. So Kellen made the ballot, and that's at least she made it that far.
And what that means pretty much is the people who you were tagging who didn't make the final cut and are annoyed by that, they should be mad at the fans, not us. We did everything we were supposed to.
Harder.
Yeah, we supported you. Although Bryce probably campaigned the hardest, and Bryce didn't make the cut. So we're going to get into all 10 names here in just a second. We have the voting results. The old school women was so close. It was insane. And I'm kind of bummed that we didn't do that one a little bit earlier, because I would have loved to have seen, had that go on for a couple more days, even an extra week, how would that have shaken out? Because on the men's side, we had Kenny making a pretty good run at Rick Devens. And we'll talk about how shocked I was that Rick Devens was at 5. Kenny ended up at number 6. But on the women's side, it was 7 votes that separated Lauren O'Connell and Janet from spot number 5. T-Bird was only 11 spots ahead of Lauren O'Connell, and Chrissy in spot 7 was only 17 votes behind Janet. So
yeah, that's so close. So close.
Really close. And I wonder if we would have done an extra week of
that. And then there's Kellen.
Yeah. Well, Kellen had 15.6% of the vote, did not receive 100 votes. That was kind of like when they put Sugar on Heroes versus Villains and put her on the Heroes tribe with a bunch of really like heroic people. And then Sugar's over here, like, I just played one of the most villainous games of all time. They knew she was going to be first boot. That's kind of what happened with Kellen here. But do you think that we could have seen Janet or Chrissy actually get the votes over Lauren O'Connell and jump in had we done this for an extra week?
I mean, I don't know. I wasn't tracking with you. Like, I didn't have access to your Google account. Shame on you. You should have given me access so I could be updated on it every day. So it's hard for me to say, like, what was the progress like? Were Chrissy and Janet ever in the top 5?
Yes.
Or or was so they fell out. So the momentum was moving against them.
No, no, no. So Lauren was up at spot three.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she was dropping. Janet and Chrissy and T-Bird were swapping back and forth for that 5, 6, 7 spot, all three of them. And then towards the end, Lauren just started dropping. T-Bird went up.
Wait a second. The photo you sent me, are those typed out or are they copy and pasted? We might have a voting discrepancy.
What, the one that Russell sent?
Oh, yeah, mine's typed out.
My, Russell just messes up his twos and threes. Yeah.
That's okay. Like, cause there's, it says Janet 393.
Yeah. Janet did not end up with the
don't
second.
Don't worry about that.
And I'm like, well, wait a second. Do we need to, stop the steal while we're here?
Yeah. Well, let me do the women's votes here so everybody can have an understanding. So with 71% of the votes, Angelina came in at number one. 396 votes. Now, obviously, this was only up for, I think, 6 days. So it wasn't that long of a period of time to get votes. So she had 71% of the votes. Second was Natalie Bolton with 67.2%. So that shows that the support for Natalie is not fake. That is real. Number three was Sydney. And I was pretty surprised that Sydney was three. I wouldn't have been shocked to see her in the top five. I was surprised to see her at three. She had 58.2%. T-Bird got fourth with 55.7%, 311 votes. Lauren O'Connell had an even 300 votes, 53.8%, and that rounded out your top five. The rest of it, Janet at six with 293, which is 52.5%. It's only 1.3% behind O'Connell. Seven was Chrissy with 276, just under 50% of the vote. Gabby at eight had 245. Lauren Beck was down at 182 with 32.6% of the vote. And then Kellen with 87 votes, 15.6%.
How did that happen?
Anything jump out to all of you other than the fact that Will only voted 87 times? Does anything else shock you all?
I'm surprised Gabby's not higher.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Gabby is such a recent player and such a fan favorite. I'm kind of surprised that Sydney is at three. I think that's that. If you had told me Sydney would make the top five, I would have been surprised. I mean, I was one of the people who really wanted her on the ballot, but I didn't know she had such a big, a fan community. I mean, that's huge. Third place on here. So that's really surprising to me. And then Janet was such a fan favorite in Island of the Idols that, I'm really shocked she didn't make top five.
I think with Island of the Idols, the problem is it's such an unpopular season. At this point, people just hate that season because when Lauren Beck comes in at ninth with just 32.6% of the vote, and she probably has the biggest following on social media presence out of anybody on here, that really shocks me a little bit. I would have thought that we would see Lauren Beck up there for sure, at least being competitive. And so for Lauren not to get on there, I think that's kind of what brought Janet down too. I think had Janet been on a different season, really any other season, I think she probably would have ended up making the cut. It was a bummer. That's the one I'm most bummed about for sure is Janet. I thought for sure, if I was the producer here, I'd probably rig the numbers a little bit to get Janet on, make sure she gets cast.
You can't rig it.
No, I can do it. Russell?
Look, I think it shows how good of a job we did, and we got better as we went on with these podcasts, but we did such a good job with these old school women that it was so close the whole way through. I mean, going down the list here, I'm surprised that Sydney was third. I'm surprised that Lauren O'Connell was fifth and just barely got in. I thought she was going to be much higher. I'm surprised Janet didn't get in. I thought Chrissy would have squeezed in the fourth or fifth spot. Lauren Beck with the huge social media following. The only one on the woman's side that doesn't surprise me is Will's take with Kellen. Everything else is a complete shock.
Angelina's not shocking at number one. Angelina's the clear fan.
Yes, you're right. Yes. Yeah.
But it's crazy. It is more, the votes were more spread out. Like if you, Angelina at number one, she's at 71%. That is the lowest of all four categories in terms of who got number one. We had Jesse get 79.9%. So basically 80%. Right. Carolyn 77, Dom 75%, and Angela's at 71, which tells you that other people were near the top, had other women near the top.
And what about hang on. Sorry to go back to that, but how about those, the men, the new era men, weren't the top three all over what Angelina's vote total was there? Weren't they all? Yes. 75%?
Omer, Caleb and Jesse were all over 74%. And, but then what's crazy here is you look at Gabby, she's at 43.9%. So that's still, you know, 44% essentially. And she's in the eight spot. That is by far the highest that anyone had in the eight spot. We had Kyle Jason at 26.1. We had Matthew, I'm not going to say his whole last name, but shoulder injury Matthew at 30%, and then Sydney at 35%. So, I mean, Sydney's the second highest at 35, and Gabby's 9% higher. That really tells you the top eight here really separated themselves, and I think that's why it was just so close. Like, any eight of these people could have gotten on. If you let it go another week and then let it go another week, each week you might see a different five.
Yeah, I think Angelina is probably the only lock, because I also think that as this voting would have gone on, I don't think Natalie Bolton would have stayed up there. I think that the excitement from the people who were really pumped that we put Natalie Bolton on this list and they were finally getting to vote for her, I think that would have worn off, because I think, like, the more casual fans, or maybe the fans who started in season 20, don't really know much about Natalie Bolton, or maybe don't even realize how big of a deal Natalie Bolton was back during season 16, because she was very much a you had to be there. I think if you watch her now, you hear the hype, and maybe it doesn't necessarily live up to it for a majority of that season, as I talked about. So I don't know if Natalie would have necessarily stayed up there either.
And when we look at the percentages, going to Lauren Beck versus the new era men, she's got 32.6%. Going down the list of those new era men, she would have, the percentage wise, she would have been seventh. Mm-hmm. She beats out JD, Matthew, Xander, and Mike. That just shows how close these old school women are. It was the best out of all the polls we did.
It was, for sure. Yeah.
And now let me ask you this, because when I look at these, when I look at these nine names, and I'm not trying to just roast Kellen, but Kellen really was so far out of it. So when I look at these nine names,
why is that also?
Why is Kellen so far out of it?
I guess Ghost Island is.
I think a small part of it was the bit. Honestly, like, because we will bias it a little bit. Me and Phil were hyping up Lauren O'Connell at the when we started that stream, and so very start of the polls when the voting was happening, Lauren was at the very, very top. But then as the stream was further and further away from people's minds, Lauren was dropping down. What we say matters in these polls. Like, this is our second chance season in our cast. Like, if we're putting someone on being like, they probably won't do well, like, sure, the people, the fans, the community watching right now, they're awesome, they are gonna do their own voting, but they're listening to what we have to say as well. So we do have input in what they're thinking.
It's because, again, I keep saying this, like, I'm coming back to this podcast after not being on it for so long, and I don't recall, like, during Ghost Island, was Kellen even that well received? Like, I thought she was just really fun, but maybe she just wasn't that well liked by the fans.
People didn't like the whole gut thing. It was very polarizing. Kellen, on that season, Kellen was probably the most polarizing player, but that was almost strictly because that season had so few characters. It was, who are you going to root for? A lot of people were rooting for the underdog of Michael Yerger. And then you had, of course, Dom and Wendell, who people were either rooting for or against. Kellen was really the only other person after Noble got voted out of the game who had a big story going around. I think people were just so up and down on Kellen. I mean, I like Kellen. We've done a bunch of videos with Kellen. We had her tell-all. So if you want to go check out her tell-all from Ghost Island. But I do think it's always been kind of a neutral reaction to Kellen. And I also think that when it comes to Kellen, she doesn't have that as big of a presence on social media and stuff. I know she does the Rob podcast where I don't know if she's still doing it. I know she did it briefly. She did a Rob podcast, but I don't think it was actually, I think it was about the casting process more than anything. So yeah, Kellen, I think just when you look at these other names, I don't think it has so much to do with Kellen as it does with just these other nine names are heavy hitters.
Yeah, I hear that. I also think there was that whole, like, easy peasy Navidi, and like it was such a pagonging, it felt like, against the Malolo people that, and Dom and Wendell just had like this free path to the end. So I know people really weren't enjoying that, and Kellen was on that, you know, Navidi tribe that was steamrolling everyone. So I can see that. I think just as a character, she's very strong. So
here's two comments. Noah Ferrugia. I like Kellen, but I just like five people more than her. Noah's a new patron. So
that's fair. That's also fair. I mean,
that's a very fair point.
We're going back. We're having, 39 seasons to go through. So, there's a lot of, again, it's just an honor to be nominated. Yeah, okay?
It's an honor to be nominated. Will speaking like a true San Francisco 49ers fan of late. It's just an honor to make the Super Bowl.
It was just such a fun game. We had so much fun playing.
They did. And Willie D says, my wife is currently making fun of me for watching a video of guys talking about a fantasy season of Survivor. Let her have it. Willie D, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about your wife. I don't want to be too insulting, so I'll let Will do it. Will, what do you have to say to Willie D's wife?
I mean, this is what passion is. It's fun to have passions, hobbies, interests that you can podcast about it or listen to other people podcast about it and vote on the cast for the fake season. And we're going to do a brand steal. Hey, we're nerding out over here. And that's what life's about. Life's about having passions and interests and giving yourself to those. So I think that's what you got to say. This is who I am, honey. This is what you got.
If she's not into Survivor, she might not be the one, Willie.
Yeah.
Wow. So. There you go. I know. And I'll tell I will. And this is a patron plug kind of, but I'll tell a fun Will story from when we first started this podcast about loving Survivor and loving doing the podcast, but I'll save that for the patrons because a little NSFW. So anyway, here we are though.
I don't even know what you're referring to.
Oh, it's a good one, man. It's a real good one. And I'm glad you don't remember it. Cause it'll be more fun. The question
Text it to me.
It's too long.
Okay.
Here's my question to you, right? Let's say that the Survivor really was going to ask old school women back, was going to say, we can only take five of them. Production said, we're only taking five. And those five were going to come from these 10. I know that our fans voted, but let's say there was no fan vote. This was production making a season. Who do you think they actually would pick as the five names for these women?
Based on the ballot we made?
Angelina is a lock. I think I like the question. It's like who does production actually want? There was no vote.
Because to me, this is the only one that this question is fun to ask. Because I think all nine of these first nine names are so unbelievably cool. Everybody except Will's favorite is so unbelievable.
Kellen, I think from a production standpoint, Kellen.
So I got a quick question for a sidebar. If we put Franny on the new era, do you think Franny would have made it?
No, I don't.
I still don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Come on, Jeff. Look at those heavy hitters. Kellen.
I know.
Let's include Kellen and let's let Will have his moment here. Out of these 10 names, there's no vote. Production's just trying to make a season. I'm going to you first, Russell. Russell, what five names do you think they would pick? Just give me five.
I think they're going Angelina. I think they're going Janet. I'm going with, I don't know if they go Natalie. I'm going to be honest with you. I really don't think they do. I'm going Angelina. I'm going Janet. I'm going Lauren O'Connell. I'm going to go Sydney. And then if we are going still like a second chance theme, like, but not a fan vote, I'm also going to be going in T-Bird for that old school feel. Those are my five. Angelina, Sydney, T-Bird, Lauren O'Connell, and Janet. I think Janet has to be in. Like that's kind of the thing. Like if we could control the vote a little bit and kind of fans, whatever, Janet gets in. And I think we all agree.
Yeah, I think what's interesting with that question, Phil, is that the second chance season is a fan vote. Now, if they're just picking five women for an old school versus new school season, and it's not a second chance season, and there's no vote, I mean, that's kind of where we're looking. Or are you still asking if it's a second chance season? Because I think that
I'm just kind of asking you, out of these 10 names, what five do you think production would be putting on?
Well, that's what I mean. Is it a second chance season?
No, returning player season. Okay,
Game Changers 2.
Because, exactly. Because T-Bird would be on, I think, for second chances. But I think they're just doing like a new seat. They just want some random players back. I think Angelina, for sure. I think Lauren Beck is absolutely on. I think Gabby is on. I think Kellen is probably on. And then that leaves what? One more spot. Mm-hmm. And then I think they would go Chrissy. Maybe Janet. It'd be Chrissy or Janet in that spot. Probably Janet. But I could see Chrissy getting that spot. Like, you need one of Chrissy or Janet to fill out that last spot. Because I don't think they're going Natalie or T-Bird. Like, they aren't going that far back in the old school. No. So, yeah, those would be my five.
Yeah, if I had to pick five, I think it's Angelina, Lauren O'Connell, Janet, Gabby, and Lauren Beck. That's what I think. I don't even think they put Chrissy in. I think Chrissy misses it. I think they want to sweep Heroes versus Healers Hustlers under the rug. I don't think that season is loved enough. Who's returned from Heroes Healers Hustlers?
Ben.
That's it.
But that's the only they've had.
But that's the issue with like the 35 plus.
That's true. That's it.
But they've had Edge of Extinction. That's it. Like
I do
think going to be one of the four captains. They had basically like. Aubrey had played twice already. Joe had played twice already.
Those captains were so random.
And then Kelly Wentworth had played twice. They were all two-time players except for David Wright. So
yeah,
that's like literally so there was one spot that they could have had.
I guess I worded that incorrectly. I guess it should have been what which ones are we like our Survivor and stuff and people still really talking about we need to see them come back. I think Chrissy has fallen off a little bit in terms of somebody that people are like, must come back. Cause I just don't think that season's that popular.
But I think Survivor would want to like kind of throw away Island of the Idols before Heroes, Healers, Hustlers.
Yeah. I was just going to say that. Like if we're really, right? Like really going to look at it that way, like just Janet and Lauren Beck have zero chance at returning. Cause we don't want to even have people go rewatch their seasons. Cause a lot of that happens a lot. It's like, who are these people? Oh, I want to go watch their original season. Survivor doesn't want people going to watch that season. Like that season won't be on Netflix. That season won't be on Hulu. Like I know they always have a few random seasons. That's not going to be one of them. I would be absolutely shocked if it was. So I think you could throw those two out right away and then do your five from there. That's one way to do it. But you think
that is one way to do it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this then. Should everybody be going out and purchasing Island of the Idols on box set as quickly as possible before CBS decides to take it off of Paramount Plus and this thing goes the way of like some other movies that have just been lost to time now because they're controversial or something? Should people be doing that?
Yeah, I think that it's definitely worth it, especially as we get further and further. Like people are just gonna be like, nope, just get rid of it. Like just lose it. I do think there's something you said. It's like, hey, we have every season of the show in our collection. And if you are paying like a subscription to Paramount Plus, like you should probably, that should include every season of Survivor. But when it's like,
that's the scary thing about these subscription services though. And like online streaming and everything, they can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And what I said is who I think they'll pick is not necessarily who I would want. You know, I said it would be Angelina. It would be Lauren O'Connell, Janet, Gabby, Lauren Beck. I think out of those names then, because you guys do bring up good points, I think Angelina and Gabby are the absolute stone cold locks if they were to do another returning player season and say, we're going to take five people from this list. Those two are stone cold locks. And I think those two might be stone cold locks, even if they're not just pulling from this list. Even if they're saying, we just need 10 women from the new era or the old school, I think those two are locks.
Yeah. Is there anyone on like someone we left out that you think would be like a production lock? I don't think
from
so.
This era, I don't think so because I think we talked.
I think we got a great 10. I think we got a great 10 on this.
Yeah.
Like these are the
very 9 out of 10 ain't bad.
I'm telling you, Kellen would definitely production would love to have Kellen back.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I know that. I just think like she is the type. The great narrator, big personality. You know what you're going to get. At least I think so. I think she was she delivered.
Yeah, you
know? She held up her end of the bargain.
No, Kellen's. I think Kellen's great TV. Like again, you I like Kellen. Keep, I'm just roasting. Yeah. But Noah Ferrugia brings up back to our Island of the Idols thing. It's a definite possibility they pull episodes, but not the full season. I'm watching The Challenge for the first time, and the infamous season 17 episode 1 is scrubbed from the internet entirely. I don't know what happens in that episode, but it is scrubbed from the internet entirely. So we could see that in Island of the Idols. That's an easy one to say goodbye to, right? Because it's the season right before Winners at War. It's the season right before the new era begins.
Maybe and notice they did not put Tommy on Winners at War. I mean, that might tell you something.
Oh, they didn't want to reveal that he was the winner.
True.
I guess if that gets spoiled, yeah. I could see that.
Because they didn't put Chris Underwood the cast on was it before. And I don't think that...
Chris Underwood was never going to be in. That wasn't the theme of that season. It was winners, but they wanted to have a war of the best people to ever play the game, and Chris Underwood wouldn't have fit
that. Tell me Chris Underwood isn't one of the goats?
It's why Fabio didn't make it on, because that's why Bob didn't make it. Why didn't Tina make it? Yeah, they didn't want their kooky, weird winners. They wanted to be that's why Natalie White wasn't on. They wanted, here are the 20 best people to at least say that.
That's pretty controversial here.
Yeah, Natalie White wasn't on because Natalie White will never step foot on another thing CBS ever asked her to do, whether they ask her or don't. She hates the thing, so that's not.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know she hated the thing.
Of course she does. The whole Russell shenanigan, she just loves. She wears her crown probably everywhere and just lives her life.
She should.
Yeah, she wants no part of it. But what about Tina then? What about Tina?
Tina might have had a conflict. Who knows? I don't know. That's a good question because Tina is. She's
an all-timer.
She's one of the goats.
Yeah, she's an all-timer. Okay, anyway, we got sidetracked there. I just thought that would be a good question to ask because I think this is such a competitive group of women, and I think there's so many different kinds of fan favorites. What I liked most about what the fans voted for here is they really did go old school. We got the three oldest school people we put on here on, and that was T-Bird, Natalie, and Sydney. And none of them were really particularly close to not making it. So for all the recency bias that we saw in some of this voting, this was not where it took place. We ended up getting a good mix. And I think that would be a really fun tribe. I mean, if you look at that, Angelina, Natalie, Sydney, T-Bird, Lauren O'Connell, that is a really, really fun tribe.
I guess you kind of get every archetype too. You're getting a little bit of everything out of that. Maybe you don't have the nerd so much. You don't really have Gabby in there to fill that role, but you have Lauren, the hot bikini babe. You have T-Bird, who's on the older side. You have Sydney, who's the athlete. And then you have Natalie, who's this OG villain. And then Angelina is also bringing a little bit of everything too. So I think that's a pretty damn good tribe.
Yeah, they'd probably replace Natalie with Gabby if they were looking to fill the nerd role.
Not that you need to with
yeah. They got the nerd role on the male side.
Yeah, but new era, man. They love nerds in the new era.
It's true.
All right, let's jump over to the men and let's talk about the men a little bit here. So here was the voting breakdown. Dom and Christian ran away with it. Dom, 691 votes, 75.3%. Christian, 686 votes. Dom was dominating. Dominating. Get it? And then Christian just started coming back late in this. He only ended up losing to him by 5 votes for that top spot, team captain, 74.7. Then it got close. Third place was Sean Rector with 577, 61.8% of the vote. Fourth was Davies, 549, 59.8% of the vote. Rick Devins was fifth place, 515, 56.1%. Ken was 487, 53.1%, so barely missed out. Bryce, 402, 43.8%. Kyle Jason, 240. Dean, 239. And then Josh was last place with 186.
Yeah, this one's kind of tiered. We have three distinct tiers here. We have Dom and Christian way at the top, right? Almost 75% for each of them. And then from 3 to 7th place, so from Sean, David, Rick, Ken, Bryce, they are within, I guess Bryce is kind of in his tier of his own.
A real vote, Bryce would have gotten more. So I think Bryce does belong in that grouping because I do think has that presence.
We go from 43.8% with Bryce to Sean at 61.8%. I mean, that is within, 18%. So
yeah. And then Kyle, Jason, Dean, and Josh, they're out of it.
Josh, so we have bottom of the barrel. Wow, great pick.
Not Kellen level of bottom of the barrel, but for sure.
Bill. Yeah, but you have two of them.
At least my people can get 20% of the vote, Will.
But at least I just snuck.
At least they got 100 votes.
Two here.
Actually, I think Kyle Jason was who you wanted more than anybody, Will.
I wanted Nick. I wanted Nick from that season.
Nick probably would have gotten less votes.
Oh, he would have gotten fewer votes than Kellen.
Yeah, he'd be sitting there with 7% of the vote. So, oopsie. Oh, I mean, Paulie Lou says here, imagine a second Brandt deal with all the ballot losers. And we have the 10 losers from. Wow.
And then we have list.
Well, now we have Kellen. Now
Kellen's on, and Will can rig the Brandt deal so that Kellen wins.
No, we just play it over and over until we get.
And we record the one that Kellen wins. We don't remember.
Right. No, we record them all. You can listen. We'll just do it once a week. We'll play the season out until she wins.
Even Brandt Steele doesn't want Kellen to win. All right. Well, Noah Ferrugia asks, curious if you guys think Dreams would have gotten more votes than Josh or Dean.
Probably.
I think like Dreams has just such an iconic moment from an old school. So people value the old school, especially in the old school voting and the iconic moments of Dreams. I think he would have got more votes.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. And Survivor Archivist says the problem for Bryce in a real vote is that he gets approximately 0% of the casual vote. Supervan votes would carry him, but I'm not sure they can carry him enough. So just kind of lumping those together, because those are two old school kind of conversations right there.
Also, I think someone commented on our video, our old school men video, when we were talking about Dreams, and I got some like new insight onto that moment with, you know, going back, you know, the car and everything. And it was basically they got tree mail and they knew it was the car challenge and they knew Dreams had never have had a car. So like they all agreed before the challenge that we're just going to give Dreams the car. And Yao Man, when he won, was like then leveraging his win and trying to get more out of it. And that wasn't shown at all. It was just shown as let's make this deal. You will not vote me out if you win the next immunity. And then boom, Yao Man's gone. But I mean, yeah. We didn't see that side of like, wow, Yao Man was really finagling that one. He was really
they couldn't edit Yao Man as a villain though.
Right. No, exactly. So I did not know that. And it's rare to like just such a big moment for that to be on. I don't know. Did you guys already know that? Maybe you guys already both knew that.
I did not know that, but that just shows greed is bad. Go against the Gordon Gekko Wall Street line. Greed is not good. Greed is bad, because Yao Man was getting a little greedy there, trying to make a little bit more happen than needed to. And then Dreams, ultimately, you could say was greedy because he didn't give Yao Man the spot. Dreams ended up not even being able to keep the car. That I do know, because by the time they get their prize money, he had already owed however much on the car and couldn't pay it. So he didn't even keep the truck.
That's a shame. Yeah, because you have to pay taxes on it. And if you don't have the money to pay taxes on it, then you can't get it.
Because you have to pay the taxes the year you win it, but you don't get the prize money until it airs.
That's brutal.
That's what kills.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah, it's brutal. So any surprises though on this list to any of you, kind of how you thought it would go or no?
I think it's about right. Honestly, like Ken, I would have liked to see get on. I'm a big Ken fan, but like if you had told me, I guess for me, it would probably have been those top seven, like which two are you kicking out? And you got to look at those five names and be like, yeah, those are all locks. And like, that's it. Like Rick Devins was going to get on. Davey's going to get on. Sean's going to get on. He's like our only old school guy here, basically. Christian and Dom, like who are you swapping out there? So like this all makes sense to me.
Russell, what do you think?
There could have been a world where Ken gets on over Rick, and that would have blown my mind. No Rick Devins on this vote. I thought Rick would have been, honestly, I thought Dom was going to be one, Christian was going to be two, but I thought Rick was going to be a clear three. And he comes in fifth place with 56% of the votes, Ken 53% of the votes. So it was closer than we think for Ken, an old school, people casual, if you haven't seen Gabon in a while, like who's Ken? Rick Devins had a podcast with Jeff. Like, you know who Rick Devins is. And so that one really surprised me. When first looking at it, I thought Bryce was going to be much higher. But when thinking about it a little bit more, and especially with that comment by a Survivor archivist, it makes sense, right? Like, you have to be super niche in the super fan community to want to vote Bryce. And I think with the help of the rest of the Survivor community and all the players around him, he probably could get more votes in a real scenario. But also, we got to remember, when this first happened for real, Survivor Second Chance, everyone thought Shane Powers was going to get on. The casual fans determine the vote at the end of the day, right? It's 3 million people, 5 million people watch Survivor. The casuals will power those real votes, and Shane didn't get on. I remember back in the day when they did it, Rob, RHAP, they did their own version of the vote and they revealed it a day or two before to see what it looked like. And Shane just barely got in with the RHAP superfan vote. So that kind of shows like you really need powerful casual fan support and the superfan support if you want to get in a real situation like this.
And that's where I wonder if like somebody like Sean Rector would ever make the cut still. I don't know if the casuals would remember Sean at this point, which is a
Sean's
great. But Jeff Farner got in and Kimmy Kappenberg got in on that first vote. And that had been a long time since we had seen two pre-jury players.
Right.
And they both got the votes.
I do think that we've talked about this too. It's like that's from Australia, a season that like all of America watched. Like that was just it is the most watched season of the show. And I know it sounds crazy, but that was only season 31. Like 31 to season 2, you got this 29 season gap. We're probably looking at this for season 50, if we're being real. Like this is when this would happen. So you're going from 50 and then all the way to season 4.
Here's the thing, right?
The 44 or 46 season difference is different than 29 seasons.
With T-Bird and Sean, a lot of the people voting weren't alive when they played the first time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of their biggest fans are probably dead right now. Like that's how messed up that you're talking like an over 20 year gap. And you're saying, okay, if you had a 60-year-old who was like, I love T-Bird, even if they're still alive, I don't know if they're voting every time to get T-Bird or Sean on. My biggest shock from this was that Rick Devens was 5 and Sean was 3. I thought for sure it was going to be Dom, Christian, Rick, Davey, and then I thought Sean, Ken, and Bryce were going to be battling for the 5th spot. I thought that's exactly how it was going to go down. The fact that Rick Devens was almost the one who was left off and Ken was right on his heels, that really surprised me. And maybe that's just like our fan base likes the older seasons a little bit more, but that really, really, really shocked me. And I do wonder... anybody who follows David Sampson on social media, First Boot from Survivor Cagayan, he's a fun follow on social because he does his own podcast over on CBS and everything. And he had tweeted last night during the Super Bowl that Goodell needs to be careful because Taylor Swift fatigue could become a real thing. Meaning like, okay, that storyline is going to be great for some people. It's going to be horrible for others, but eventually that storyline might become old news for everybody. And people might just say, okay, we've had enough of this. That could be where Rick Devens is falling in right now, that he's doing the podcast with Jeff Probst. People might feel like they're getting so much Devens that they actually don't want more Devens.
Yeah. And I know he was like, I think like fan favorite for the casuals. I feel like the super fans like all just hated Rick Devens because he got too much screen time. Like they were just like, get him off our screens. This is too much. Super fans tend to love like the under-edited players and call them iconic and queen and like all that. So
Purple
it's like
Kelly should play again.
Right. So it's like, I think 5 is like, he was borderline because he's like, for a lot of people, it's like, oh, he's the first player I want to see on my ballot. And for a lot of people, he would be like, if you were to rank all 10 of these players, he would be 10 out of 10.
Yeah, I probably, if I was voting for this, if these were the 10 options that CBS presented me, I would look at this the same way I looked at the men vote in the.
Oh yeah, we haven't really talked about that. How would we vote in this? Like, did you guys vote? I think I voted one time.
Wow.
Dang.
And that's why Kellen has 87 votes because Will voted one. He voted 87 times. I have that. I can show you the parentheses 87. But
no.
If I was looking at the men, I would be looking at this the same way that I was looking at the men in the initial era. I knew that certain people were going to, I knew Joe Engelm was going to get on. I knew Wu was going to get on, but I wanted to go and vote for Terry and Troyzan and Savage and Shane. And I was voting for Varner. Not a good look now, but I was voting for Varner. Those were the 5 that I was putting all my votes on because those were the 5 that I was saying. And I think we had 10 at that time. So there were even more, but like those were the 5 that I was looking at saying, okay, I know Spencer's on. I know that this person's on. I don't need to vote for Spencer. Let the other fans do that. And I'd be looking at this list the same way, where I would be going, give me Sean, give me Davey, give me Ken, give me Bryce, And I probably would have gone Kyle Jason. I think I would have gone Kyle Jason over Dean or Josh. So but that would have been my voting.
I'm not even asking who would you vote for. I mean, mainly is like who, what five would you, what would be your five here? If you could just
told you.
No, that's who you would vote for.
No, but you're trying to play the game though.
Yeah, you're like gaming the votes. Who would be the five people you'd want to see?
If I'm not gaming the votes.
Right. So it's like, which, like, I know you wouldn't vote for Dom because he doesn't need your vote, but would you want Dom on your
I would want piece of this? Dom.
Yes.
Sean. Dom, Sean, Ken. I would want Kyle Jason and Davey. Those would be my five.
Okay. I think mine would be very close. I would definitely want Dom, Sean, and Ken also. And then from there, yeah, no, honestly, I think I go Davey, Christian. I think bump Cannon instead of Rick, and we have the five that I would want, actually. I think that would be it.
Yeah, Christian's the one for me that I know would get in, and I like Christian a lot, but I think Christian is the type of player who's going to go out there, would fizzle out, and would just, you know, all the fans would be so excited, Christian. I don't see Christian making it very far in a second time. And honestly, I don't think he'd be as entertaining on a second go. I think it worked really well because it was David versus Goliath and he was the underdog nerdy guy who's, you know, talking in these crazy analogies and stuff. You're not going to get that same thing the second time. He's going to be too confident. Stephen Fischbach, even though he was like having panic attacks and stuff, was a different version of Stephen Fischbach when we saw him play the second time.
True.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Russell?
I'm going Dom. I'm going Sean. I'm going Ken. I'm going afterwards. I'm going Davey. And my last one, I'm actually going to go Dean.
I think Dean's such a fun character.
Like, I think every cast needs one or two idiots, just goofballs in there.
But
in
the mix. He's chilling, baby. He almost won.
Yeah, exactly.
He could have won, I think, right?
He needed to not sit next to Tommy, Lauren, Janet or Elaine, and he would have won.
So like the final five.
Yeah, he needed to sit next to Nora and then somebody who finished seventh or worse.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think Dean ever really had much of a chance, no matter how much the fans love him. That was also, though, that's the bummer about Island of the Idols. It's so overshadowed by the negative things around it, but it's actually the players who get really deep, and I'm talking final five, like Jamal doesn't even make it that far, but he's a really good play, like a really fun contestant. Kelly was an interesting contestant, gets voted out with two idols. She's somebody who could be on this list. Karishma with like the whole half bullying, half her like just laying. There's that one shot of her just like laying on the beach. Nora, even though she wasn't going to win, there's a lot of really good characters on Island of the Idols. It's just overshadowed by the insane negativity around it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
would
you go Davey or Christian based on what Hello says here? He's saying Christian and Davey would be too much. Would you want to go Davey or would you want to go Christian?
I'd go Davey over Christian.
The first season I thought I like Christian more, but I think a second chance, I think I want to see Davey play Survivor again over Christian again. That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think Davey just offers like a very unique character that we don't often see. Whereas Christian, like, what we had Carson on, you know, just a few seasons ago. And that's like more of a similar archetype. I can't really even think of like a Davey.
We didn't put Carson comparison on the ballot though. And people are still pissed.
Good.
Yeah. There is no Davey comparison though, Will. I agree with you. The blurred character, when he came in and said, I'm a blurred and this is what I do. And I do cosplaying and I do this and like, you know, talking about everything. He was having fun out there and he was an insanely popular character. I think Davey's more interesting. There's more upside for Davey on a second season than there is for Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Russell, a little bit ago, you wanted to ask a question. What do you got?
Oh, fuck. I don't even remember. I got some connections here. Okay, yeah.
I have a question, though. We did this with the women just now. Who would production have been their, like, ideal five?
Out of these 10?
Yeah.
Dom, Christian, Davey, Rick, and then probably Bryce, honestly.
I think Bryce, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's actually a really easy five. I think they would leave off Sean. I think they would leave off Ken. There's no way they're putting Kyle Jason back on.
But do you think they wouldn't want Dom because Kellen's on the same tribe?
It's true. Hey, but here's a serious question. Would they put Dom on with him playing the challenge and stuff?
Well, I think so that now it's question. Okay. It's more when Jay started doing that stuff early on, like X on the Beach. And like the challenge is now okay because Viacom, or no, was it the other way around? Paramount bought Viacom or Viacom?
Whatever
bought,
it is, they're all owned by the same
parent. Whatever it now. Is now, CBS okay. and MTV are now owned by the same parent company. And so they're in the same like universe, sort of. Whereas when people were doing that before, it was like, wow, you're going to a different company, a different network. And
so there's going to be more crossovers now, 100%.
Yes, no, there's going to be much. I mean, I think there's going to be a lot more crossover. Like we've seen, we're just getting started. This is like, we're like in what? Like Thor. Thor is just coming out. The first one for the Marvel Cinematic. We're just getting started. We're very early on.
So you're
we're
saying gonna... it's going to get old in a couple years real fast. And we're all tired of it.
Yeah. We have some time before it gets old, though. It's going to get real good. And then
it will get real good. And then it will be like, oh, my God, can we just get a newbie season of one of these shows, please? Oh, we have seen Amazing Race versus Survivor.
That's what I'm worried about is.
We've seen The Challenge versus Survivor. We've seen Big Brother versus The Challenge. Like, it's going to be a lot of that.
Why haven't we seen, this is getting sidetracked, on Survivor. Survivor versus Big Brother versus The Amazing Race.
They did that on The Amazing Race, though. They literally...
It's too hard to do that on Survivor. The Amazing Race people and Big Brother people don't want to play Survivor, but it's a little bit easier to do The Amazing Race. Even though The Amazing Race teams dominated The Amazing Race, who would have thought? Okay. Where was I going to go with that? Survivor Archivist Phil just had a lot of cinema specialist trauma. Will mention Thor. Yes, if you haven't watched our cinema specialist series, that has been fun. We've been going through all the Marvel movies, and I do not like the Thor movies very much at all. But my biggest
I think the first Thor.
Ragnarok.
Ragnarok is at best.
Wait, what was the first one called? It was just Thor, right?
Thor. Yeah. Thor.
2011 Thor. It's
kind of boring.
Is it not considered a good? There was a good Thor, I thought.
Ragnarok's the one that people generally like. Yeah.
Four,
but anyway,
garbage.
That's not my point here. My point is,
I like Captain America's.
I do like the Captain America's a lot. Those Winter are actually Soldier, my favorite baby. Ones. Yeah, Winter Soldier.
Winter Soldier's one of my favorite.
You all are totally sidetracking me. Now I'm not going to remember.
But what Love I was and Thunder, say. People didn't like.
No, Love and Thunder's haven't gotten awful. There yet in the rewatch.
It's so bad.
I totally forget where I was going to go with it. It's over. It's done. Oh.
Oh, good.
I'm back. People forget
what they're going to say. On
people
podcasts.
Forget all how the time. Bad we hate
Survivor is.
Okay, I think I'm on a delay. I'm not joking. people forgot how bad they hated the 30s when it was nonstop returning player seasons. We were clamoring for a normal newbie season, like Will just said. And I think right now we all are excited at the prospect of a returning player season because it has been a little bit. It has been a little while. We haven't seen a returning player season. It's exciting to think, okay, what about some of these non-winners? What would they do a second time out? But if it gets to that point that Will was just talking about where all of a sudden, if you're on the challenge, now you're on Survivor. And if you're on Survivor, on the challenge, and then Big Brother, and then Amazing Race, and then the Traitor somehow, some people start slipping in. It's going to get old so fast. And I think the problem is now, especially that shows are actually doing this, where it's like, this is our cast every season. We don't need new people. This works. So why change it? I don't know if Survivor would stop and keep bringing on new people if they start going that route. I'm saying one returning player season is fine. But if they do what they did with 31, which was really supposed to be 32, and then they do what they did with season 34, and then you also have season... What is it? 38, where you had the leaders, and then it was season 40. And then going back a little bit further, season 27 was half returning players. Season 26 was half returning players. Season 25 was captains. Season 23 had captains. Season 22 had captains. Season 20 was heroes, villains. Like, it's absurd how many non-original casts there were during that period. And I hope they don't start going that route. Even though I'm very excited about the prospect of a Survivor Second Chances too.
Yeah, I think you do one every like 7 or 8 seasons. Like, it should be special. I mean, look, we did 7 seasons, then we did All Stars. You do 7 seasons, and then you get your returning players. That's where you get your pool. I mean, yeah, I think at this point everyone's like really dying for it, just because we've gone like, is this the longest stretch we've gone where we have six seasons in a row without any returning players. Is that that's probably the longest stretch since season that's one the since the to, original, yeah. to Panama yeah. Or to Pearl Islands, I should say.
Yeah, that is the longest stretch because then after that, they did All-Stars and then Steph and Bobby John came back in season 11 after playing on season 10. So they returned. So it wasn't a full gap to get to fans versus favorites. And yeah. then after that, I think the longest gap was five seasons. Maybe.
Yeah, we hit 16 and then we hit 20 and then we just went through those. Yeah.
Yeah, we just went through them. It took me an hour and a half. It's crazy.
Captains. Captain. I forgot how often we had captains.
They love the captain. And it was always men. So they really they really took away from their old school men. And I think that's why, yeah, we have Ken and yeah, we had Sean. But that might be why when you look at this, a lot of our men were from the later 30s where the captains did finally they did a captain season where there were two men and two women rather than just having it be all men in that era. So yeah. That's what I got to say about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's interact. Talk about these tribes or this Bunch tribe, one tribe. This one tribe. I mean, these connections is what I wanted to say.
Okay, know, so I Russell, know, you
I know
drew
Russell's
this out.
Been dying. Russell's been dying to talk about connections. I love connections. Oh. The New York Times Daily Puzzle, but I will talk about the connections of this tribe.
Yeah, I just I worked too hard on this podcast, and I made sure to think how can this tribe be connected together, and I put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different categories, but really it's just two major ones. I got the old school, which is gonna be we got T Bird, Sean, and I put Natalie Bolton in there as well.
Yeah, she's very old school. I mean, 16. Right? It's like yeah. It sounds like a high number. That is old school.
And the crazy part is Natalie Bolton's also 50 years old next year. So
crazy.
Mm. Wild.
Insane.
Anyway, she was on Instagram with Parvati the other day. So she is alive.
Yes.
And then season Survivor 32 by herself, we have Sydney. Survivor 36 by himself because Kellen didn't get on. We have Dom. The next big connection, Survivor 37, we got Christian. Davey and Angelina. We could have had Gabby as well, so that could have been big, but just three of them there. And then Survivor 38, we have a little duo of Lauren O'Connell and Rick. So looking at these connections, what do you guys see happening early on in the game?
I'm going to say Valiers is right. Everyone liked the video. We didn't do that yet. 52 minutes in. Like the video. I will say this, out of the connections that are there, the one connection that's not going to be working together is Lauren O'Connell and Rick. They're not working either.
That's actually it might be one of them is going to be the first boot because it's they're going to target each other. Yeah. I'm sure they would get out to the beach though and be like, all right, maybe we should work together for early on. I don't know. It might be tough for those two though.
Yeah. I think those two would butt heads right away. I think Christian, Davey, and Angelina would get along. They got along pretty fine in their first season. Sydney, I think, would probably go with the old schoolers like T-Bird, Sean, and Natalie. And then I could see her also working with Davey. Dom and Rick, to me, scream. Dom, Rick, and Christian, but Christian has connections. Dom and Rick seem like the obvious two people you'd vote out right away on this tribe.
Yeah, Dom. It's going to be tough for Dom to shake that target.
Yeah, because who does Dom go to if you're looking at this cast? Who could he potentially work with?
Maybe it's the big threats get together type of deal, but there's so many big threats. I don't know. Do you think
Dom and Rick have to team up?
Yeah, Dom and Rick just because they're big personalities and hey, challenge strength, Kyle Jason and maybe Bryce.
Kyle Jason's not on. Sorry.
Oh fuck! What am I looking at? I'm just looking at the men. Sorry, I don't know. I think Dom's screwed.
Yeah, there's nowhere for him to go, and I don't think T-Bird would want to work with him. I could see T-Bird pulling what she did with Lex, but I don't think she.
I literally was looking at the men, looking down the list, going, "No, that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work. That wouldn't work." And then I'm like, "Oh, Kyle Jason, maybe because he's like a built guy who's going to be one. Let's not go to tribal. Let's keep the tribe strong." It's like, oh wait a second, he's not on here. Dom is in a tough spot.
I think how we have three old schools. I think the old school will be safe early on, which I really like to see.
Dare I say as well, that I know this is the pre 40 tribe, and I know Russell kept calling it old school, which pissed off 97% of the internet. But dare I say that Sydney actually is old school at this point? Is that fair?
Whoa.
Like season 32, we're talking 14 seasons ago. And really, it filmed before 31. You're talking like 15 seasons ago at this point. Is that fair to say she's officially old school? Like she's, I feel like she'd have more in common with Natalie Bolton and Sean and all that.
Yeah, but what I guess what is the cutoff for old school, new school? I think, you know, what we've always kind of done was
heroes and villains.
Yeah, heroes and villains is kind of your cutoff point. But as we get further down, as we get to season 50, then your halfway point is Philippines. So it's like, you know, Karamoan, is that the start of new school Survivor? I feel like that could be where we draw the line in the future, just because Philippines, I think, feels like old school, and Karamoan is like definitely feels more like a third season that's in the 30s.
Let me I'll plug
so a quick that's video. our line.
I'll plug a quick video here. Back during one of the off seasons, Alexa and I did a podcast with Mike Bloom where we did new school versus old school versus middle school. And I forget exactly what season that was at, but like we broke middle it up school. That way. And that that's cool. But that's where everything pretty much from heroes versus villains through second chances, we were considering middle school because like it's not old school, but it's not new school. And I think now more than ever, we have that break where if you want to go old school, you're really going to say still pre-season 20. I think then you can go middle school, which is up through Winners at War.
You just say middle school over and over. It's making me laugh. I think we need to come up with a middle phrase that makes more sense.
Middle school. Then,
no, because like the new era is established. Like we have.
What are you breaking down as middle school, Phil? What's the season breakdown?
21 to 39.
Okay.
So we do have an objective point of the new era. Like, look, this is new era. Jeff has said it. It is a part of the show's like talking point. Okay. We're in this new era of Survivor. Old school is a little wishy-washy, but I think Heroes vs. Villains makes sense. But you have new era and old school. They have different names. One's an era, one's a school. What is a third word we could put for the Middle Ages? Is that, I know that has like a negative
it's
connotation.
More like the Dark Ages, honestly, because a lot of those seasons are really bad.
No, you know? But the Dark Ages are from 21 to 24. That's what we consider the Dark Ages.
Yeah, that's a good point. And that's not even the issue, though.
I think we call them the Middle Ages. I think if you have, so it's Survivor New Era versus Middle Ages versus Old School. What a mouthful.
I think New Era is different from New School, though. New right. Era
no,
is
New right? Era like is, New School. Is, new Era is 41 on because that's what the show is telling us. And then New School is, I think, like, yeah, anything after
second
30,
chance.
I think. Yeah, maybe after second chance.
And that's kind of why we broke it down the way we did, right? But I mean, that's why it's easier to just do new era versus 1 to 39, because new era is so clearly established and 1 to 39, like, I don't know at this point. That's tough.
Should we have done a 6-person tribe start, 3 men, 3 women, and only gotten 3? From the new era, 3 from the Middle Ages, and 3 from the old school. We didn't redo this whole podcast. We just messed up because the new era Survivor always has a 3-tribe start. We totally screwed this up. We have to start over.
We'll
redo it.
We've talked about this with season 50, right? Where we've said, if they did this, would they go 8-8-8 and make it the biggest season they've ever made?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we see a 24-person season for season 50. That wouldn't be shocking to me. They're gonna have to do something like extreme for 50. And it can't just be like, oh, we're gonna bring back
every living Survivor player goes back on the island and plays, and it's just like Squid Game.
There you go. Who is who's the winner of the season, Will? What do you think? Who's the winner?
The winner of this entire season.
Let's close it out.
Kyle Jason. No, I'm joking. I'm going Davey. It's just a gut thing. And I know we're on the pre-40 side of the video. I think if I get a winner from each group, let me look at the other group here.
Well, go with a woman from this pre-40 as well.
I think I said Cassidy for the women when we did this before, and now I'm going with Davey. If I had to pick a woman out of this group, oh, it'd be Kellen.
Kellen's not on the tribe. You have Angelina, Lauren O'Connell, Sydney, Natalie Bolton, and T-Bird.
I know. I just had to get Kellen.
No. And I have to make sure that everybody knows Kellen is not on the tribe.
I really don't see a lot of winner potential from the women, if I'm being honest, on this tribe. I would say
Sydney.
That's who I was going to say.
Yeah, Sydney. I think she's too big of a threat, like physically. I think she's gonna get voted out, like pre-merge or early merge. I mean,
Angelina.
I guess win. I don't think Angelina, like Natalie. I don't know. She's like such on an island. She's such a unique character. I don't know. It's tough with her. T-Bird. Lauren, I don't know. Is she a winner? That doesn't feel like a winner to me.
It's not a good starting tribe for Lauren if this is the tribe that actually starts this way. That's a rough starting tribe for her.
Yeah, there's not one for and no one for her to really like buddy up with. I guess Angelina maybe. I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go Angelina. I'm just going to go Angelina.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Well, I'm going to say Sydney. I don't want to be the same as Will, but Davey is the guy with the best shot for sure. It's either Davey or Sean. And I think like Sean Davey's, being so old school is tough.
He's got Christian. He's got Angelina. So, like, I feel like the David versus Goliath people, they'll either be, like, targeted right away. We got to get one of those three. Or they will be insulated because they'll have that block. And then they
saw it on the first one.
Yeah.
So our second chances was two tribes in the final five or two seasons in the final five.
Yep.
Yeah.
Russell, what do you got?
On the girls' side, I don't want to be the same as you, but I think Sydney has the best shot. I could also see Lauren if she's able to mix in with some people, you know, in this branch till simulation. We'll see how it shakes out. But I think if Lauren can figure it out early on, she has a shot. But I think Sydney could figure that out a little bit better for the guys. Not Dom, not Christian, not Rick. So I'm going the old school.
You're going Sean. There's almost so few options for the men across both tribes that those players start to become threats again.
Yeah, like, it's like, oh, we can't let Dom go. It's like, wait, but then you have Jesse here too. And like, oh, wait, now we have Christian. And oh, there's Cody, which I guess Cody is maybe not in that same tier, but I just feel like we have Omar.
And are you really going to tell me Kelly, Emily, and Cassidy aren't threats? Like, so you're just going to look at the guys instead? Like,
yeah.
I'm not.
Right. I just meant if we're picking one or the other. Yeah. It's like, then exactly that. So then it's, yeah.
No, it's good. I like it. I'm excited to do the Brant steal, and hopefully one of us at least studies.
When is the Brant steal? Let the audience know.
Can we do it Sunday? Are you guys good to do it Sunday afternoon?
Aren't the Niners playing the
Niners are done, man. Oh. Don't worry about that. Russell, are you around Sunday afternoon?
I'm having flashbacks.
Yeah, let's do Sunday.
All right, we're going to do Sunday afternoon at some time. We'll get the time locked in officially. I'm driving back from the Keys on Sunday morning.
So I have something Sunday?
You probably don't, but you're going to pretend you do.
I don't know.
Mondays are tough.
Next week is the season finale, though. So whatever night we have to do this, it is the season finale of the series.
Yes.
So you better tune in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of what?
I was like, finale of what? Like the Traitors is already ending?
We got to do the boot list. We got to do the like every episode.
It's true. Recap. We got to do our preseason podcast for this.
And so do Phil and Will, because we did our cast assessment for season 46, and tomorrow night we're going to be doing the prop bet game. 10:30 ish your time. As long as Will can do 10:30, I can't do until 10:30 Eastern time. So probably coming your way 10:30 Eastern time tomorrow night. Will's nodding, so that's good. So prop bet game for me and Will will be tomorrow night. If you haven't checked out our cast assessment yet, go check it out. 2 hours and 7 minutes of pure joy. We had a great time doing that. It was a lot of fun. Also check
out. It was fun. I need to keep reading up on the cast though, because it was so short what we got. We just got the 1 minute videos.
Will, who's quitting again?
Soda
is quitting, according to Will.
I said it could happen. She's definitely afraid of what was the insect? Ladybugs? Butterfly?
That's butterflies. Crazy. Calling a quit before the season starts?
I'm just saying you're Will's definitely afraid of little things that fly, and that's like That's, I mean, you're, there is no escaping that.
Hopefully, so
well, there you go, guys. Will, yeah, I hope not. I know she's listening. She's like, this guy's an idiot, and I hate him.
Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, Soda. I'm not hoping she quits. I'm just saying, like, that worries me. I'm not gonna like pick my winner to be someone who's afraid of butterflies because it's just if you can't you can't hang. There's. I mean, we got it in Castle. There are other winged creatures out there, and I doubt if you're deathly afraid of butterflies that you're not somewhat afraid of other winged insects. So
yeah. Well, tomorrow night, we'll be doing the prop bet game. Will not be picking Soda as his winner pick. Make sure you tune into that one, though. You can win a prize. I don't think we're going to do buffs this year because we have merchandise now. So if you want to go check out, I put the link in the video here in the description.
I want some merch.
So you can go check it out. It's everything with just the specialist logo right now, but I'm sure we'll continue to expand on that as we get going. So go ahead, check that out. And I think that's what we're going to do as the winner for our prizes. If you want to become a patron, patreon.com/thespecialist. If you're super excited for season number 46, this is a great time to become a patron because the top tier is going to get to participate in two additional fantasy games. One will be just the fantasy game and the other one will be the power rankings game, which we'll have guests all season long for that power ranking segment. You'll get to compete against us and them, and the top patron at the end of the year ends up with a prize. It's normally been a buff, but like I said, I think this year we're going to do some merchandise from the specialists instead. Buffs have been hard to come by. People buy them up at the beginning of the season and then try to sell them for like $100 at the end of the year. And that's a real pain in my wallet. So tune into that one tomorrow night. If you haven't checked out all of our other discussions, go check out our new era discussion with Russell Muscle TV from last week. That was a really fun episode. I'm excited to do the Brant Steel for this next week. Will made a bunch of predictions about the 49ers winning on the Phil and Will show last week, but we'll be doing that again this week. And I get to roast him a little bit more thoroughly. Traders coverage. We've been doing a lot. We are a busy bunch. So check everything out on the YouTube channel. Go check it out over on, Spotify and iTunes and all that fun stuff. Like the video, subscribe to the channel. Russell Muscle, what do you have to say? I'm not going to leave without you talking.
My dopamine is hitting really nice right now. I'm seeing a nice 1 out of 10 on my YouTube studio. My video is doing well. For anyone who doesn't have a YouTube channel, just know the video, I'm feeling good about it right now. So if you haven't already, go check it out. It's a fun little reaction to going through everything we just talked about here today, where I put up a bunch of people on screen. I'm like, hey, who do you think is going to be on the season? It's fun. I did one for the new era and the old school. We're on the road to 10,000 subscribers, where one day I'm going to be the biggest Russell in the Survivor community on YouTube. I'm doing recaps as well. I love Survivor. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Russell Muscle. And we will see you all next week, most likely on Sunday. Follow us all on social media so that you can find out. And we'll see you later.
See ya.